In a unanimous vote, the Arizona State Board for Charter Schools approved the transfer of a for-profit charter school chain to a new nonprofit organization yesterday, setting up State Senator Eddie Farnsworth, founder of the Benjamin Franklin Charter Schools, to cash in to the tune of up to $30 million. That's according to ongoing reporting from Craig Harris, investigative reporter with the Arizona Republic. Harris has been following the story along with a string of other stories on charter schools and the finances behind them, and he's here with us in the studio. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, good morning.
So start by explaining this to us. How is it possible that he could benefit this much financially from this deal?
Well, he owns two companies. He owns Ben Franklin, which is the charter school where the kids go to. There's about four schools out in the East Valley, three in Queen Creek, one in Gilbert. And he owns the real estate company that owns the buildings. So he owns both. So over the years, he's been able to actually own the buildings. And just like a homeowner, so if you own a home over time and then you sell it, you can typically make a profit off the equity in your home. And that's what he's doing here. But he's not selling it really on the open market per se. He's selling it to a nonprofit with the same name, Benjamin Franklin, that he set up with three of his friends who are on the board of directors. And he likely can make a profit of anywhere from $12 to $30 million, depending on which figures are used based on the financial information he turned into the state.
Craig, big picture, we spent not much time with you, so I want to ask you a little bit about what happened at the meeting. So the Charter Schools Board, was there any real dispute among board members? Were they trying to ask harder questions of Mr. Farnsworth and just ultimately, because of how state policy is, they couldn't really do much? How did you read it?
Well, they actually spent about an hour going over this, but every time there was a couple, three board members, including a guy named Eric Twist, who runs Great Hearts, and every time he tried to drill down, Kathy Sensman, the board chairwoman, would interrupt and come to Mr. Farnsworth's defense and kind of steer the discussion away. And so at the end of the day, he was never asked specific questions about how much you're going to get. I mean, a couple board members tried to get there, but every time they tried to get to the nub, the board chairwoman, Kathy Sensman, who, by the way, her husband was the PR director for former Governor Brewer, she's very well connected to the Ducey administration also, she would interject and make sure the questions wouldn't get down. And of course, reporters aren't allowed to ask questions during hearings. The public isn't not allowed to question. So if the board, which is overwhelmingly appointed by Governor Ducey, they're not going to ask questions, then no one's going to ask questions.
So, Craig, a couple of big picture questions for you then. You've been reporting, like we said, on charter schools, on the finances behind them, some ethics concerns in multiple situations now. And Attorney General Brnovich has spoken out about this now. It sounds like the Charter Schools Association in the state might be making a few tweaks and changes. What kinds of results are you starting to see?
Well, there's been a kind of a shift, especially in public policy. You have a Republican Attorney General who came out and told us at the Republic, especially after reporting what happened at Primavera, where the CEO paid himself $8.8 million with public funds, that enough's enough. And I think that kind of took people by off guard, especially those in the Charter Association, like, well, holy smokes, we've got a conservative attorney general who is aligned with the conservative Goldwater Institute saying, we need some changes. And now it looks like there might be a little bit of a shift in public policy to make changes, because I think this is a huge issue. Now, the issue with charter schools was also a huge issue out in Eddie Farnsworth's election, re-election this year. He only won by 2 percentage points. And had this come out before the election, it might have played a difference on whether he's going to come back to the legislature.
Eddie Farnsworth isn't the only lawmaker who benefits from operating charter schools and making some money from that. We've heard of others as well. And based on that, is it going to be harder? I know you're not a legislative reporter anymore, but is it harder to make that happen when there are some, perhaps sometimes in leadership positions, who may want to stop the idea of making changes, even if the broader public wants them?
I think that's really tough. I mean, Mr. Farnsworth is a very powerful legislator. He's been in the House for a long time. He looks like he will, probably get elected to the Senate, may have a leadership position. And, you know, he was actually very instrumental on the last day of the session of taking a bill that would have made charter schools more transparent. He killed that, or actually he made an amendment so it wouldn't be as bad. And he also pushed through an amendment so that charter schools wouldn't be subject to the same kind of strict procurement and conflict of interest laws that district schools have. So he And all the Republicans have worked very hard in the legislature to kill bills that Democrats have tried to push through that would bring more transparency and more light to charter schools. And their folks who are in power have actually caused that not to happen.
Is there any other way that changes could come about? Can the Attorney General act unilaterally if he wanted to?
He can't really act unilaterally. He's made a point that his hands are tied because the laws have been written so that charter schools don't have to operate by the same kind of rules that a district school does. So if the things that I've written about had happened in Scottsdale Unified, Gilbert Unified, Higley, out on the west side, people would go to prison. They would actually go to prison, but because this is happening in the charter schools, they don't have to follow procurement laws or conflict of interest laws. They can engage in self-dealing. The law is written by the legislature, so the attorney general really can't do a whole lot. Unless there's out-and-out fraud and stealing, there's not a whole lot he can do, and that was the frustration that he said. Mm-hmm. So really the only way that you can get changes is by people voting in November and deciding who they want to represent them and who they want to be elected to statewide positions.
All right. That's Craig Harris with the Arizona Republic. Craig, thanks as always.
Thank you very much.